Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. When working to resuscitate a patient in sudden cardiac arrest, epinephrine is the first IV medication we administer. When we give the first dose of epi, depends on whether the patient is in a shockable or non-shockable rhythm and is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip daily for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app, or activate the PASS ACLS flash briefing skill on your Amazon voice device so you don't miss upcoming tips. You can find additional ACLS-related resources at passacls.com. Every patient in cardiac arrest should have good, high-quality CPR started once no pulse is identified and be hooked up to an AED or monitor defibrillator to identify the rhythm as soon as it's at the patient's side. Depending on the patient's rhythm, we'll go down the left or the right side of the adult cardiac arrest algorithm. For patients in a non-shockable rhythm, asystole or PEA, we'll go down the right side and immediately give 1 mg of 1 to 10,000 epinephrine as soon as IV access is established. This dose of 1 mg is repeated every 3 to 5 minutes until we have return of spontaneous circulation, or we call the code. For patients in VFib or pulseless VTAC, we'll follow the left side of the algorithm and won't give the first dose of 1 mg of epi until after the second shock. Here's an example of how a code may go for a patient in a shockable rhythm. A patient is identified unresponsive with no carotid pulse and only agonal, gasping respirations. Help is called for and high-quality CPR is initiated starting with chest compressions because the patient is in cardiac arrest. As soon as the AED or monitor defibrillator arrives, the pads are placed by the arriving help while fast and deep chest compressions are continued. Once the AED or monitor is attached, we'll stop compressions for 5 to 10 seconds to analyze the rhythm. If we're using an AED, just follow the verbal prompts. From here forward, for this scenario, let's assume we're using a monitor defibrillator. If VFib or VTAC is identified, resume chest compressions while the defibrillator charges. Once charged, ensure that everyone is clear of the patient, safely deliver a shock, and immediately resume CPR starting with chest compressions. During the next 5 cycles of compressions and breaths, we can get an IV started, ensure that O2 and waveform capnography is attached to the BVM, and insert an oral airway. After 5 cycles, or approximately 2 minutes, we will reanalyze the rhythm and deliver a shock as before with minimal interruptions to chest compressions. To aid us in maintaining at least an 80% chest compression fraction, the CPR coach or the code scribe can alert the team as the 2-minute mark approaches so that the defibrillator can pre-charge for 15 seconds or so before our pause. Now that we've delivered a second shock and have an IV started, 1 mg of epi would be given, as well as considering insertion of an advanced airway by an experienced provider. If an IV has yet to be established, remember that epi is equally effective when given IO. An alternative but less preferred route that can be used until IV or IO access is established is to give 2 mg of epinephrine diluted in 10 milliliters of normal saline down the endotracheal tube. Early in a code, obtaining IV or IO access is more important than insertion of an advanced airway. In both shockable and non-shockable rhythms, after administration of epi, we should begin thinking of possible reversible causes and start running through our H's and T's while continuing CPR with minimal interruptions to chest compressions. There is no cumulative maximum dose for epinephrine for patients in cardiac arrest. 1 mg of 1 to 10,000 epi will be administered every 3 to 5 minutes regardless if the patient is in a shockable or non-shockable rhythm until the patient has return of spontaneous circulation, or we call the code. If you found today's tip on when to administer epinephrine during a cardiac arrest helpful, consider giving back via the secure link, or give Pass ACLS Tip of the Day a shout-out on social media. If you're a training center or provider of ACLS-related products or services and would like to reach ACLS-certified medical professionals, contact me. I'm happy to share links on PassACLS.com, tweets and retweets containing helpful information for ACLS providers on Twitter or LinkedIn, or discuss show sponsorship opportunities. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.